right, here we are, another episode of On the D-Lo, and Michelle, who is on the podcast today, was just making fun of me because she's like, are you sponsored by Clean? And I don't know why, but I love these drinks.
I think you should be sponsored by them. You're promoting them right now as we sit here.
Yeah, I don't. Have you ever had a Clean?
I haven't.
It's just sparkly, clean, no calorie something.
There you go. I'm going to have to try one.
Okay, well, here we go. To start, it's yerba mate. It's tea. That's probably why I'm so wired right now.
Oh, I like tea.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is cool. So for those of you that don't know, Michelle has come into my life through my wife, right?
Yes.
You guys were in Tucson together.
Yes, we went to high school together.
High school together. Yeah, in Tucson. I didn't know Tucson had high schools.
Just one.
Just one.
Just one. We went to the one.
Did a big trailer down.
That's
no
right.
No offense, Tucson people. My
Come
kid,
on.
I'm not giving money to my kid down there to go to U of A.
My kid's going to U of A in August.
No kidding.
Yes.
I didn't even know you had kids that old.
Oh, my baby. My
yeah.
kid. Yes.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they're all getting old. Well, ours are, Matthew's 22 and Jack's 20. So, yeah. And you probably, well, no. So when did you guys kind of part ways as far as like not seeing each other, just out of high school?
Yeah, out of high school. I mean, we just kind of never really kept in touch. And then it was a few years ago where I was scrolling Facebook.
Yes, tell this story because this is very interesting because my wife tells it where you had reached out to her just out of the blue and you're like, I need that. And my wife's like, oh, shit, I don't know if I should do this.
Yeah, yeah. So what happened, and this is totally out of character for me. I never do this. She might be the one time I've done this, actually, where I'm going through Facebook, and I see her, and I'm like, oh, God, I need to talk to her. I have messages for her. It was just so clear that I needed to speak with her. So after all of these years, decades, I send her a message on Facebook, and that's where she was like, oh, what do I do?
Right.
She was getting ready to head into some surgery. She was afraid I was going to give her some information that might change her mind.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She said, let me reach out to you. I think it was a month or 6 weeks later. And then that was when we reconnected.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything was good. And here's the thing, people, like, if you don't know, obviously, you know, seeing show notes and all this stuff, but Michelle's not just a friend. She's also a medium. Is that correct?
Is that the correct
way of saying what you do or who
yeah.
you are? Or are there other analytics to it? Like a...
These are my titles I go by
yeah.
now. Psychic, medium, angel communicator. I communicate with life guides, and I also do medical intuition.
That's great for SEO. Perfect. Thank you.
Any
All right. So, and the thing, and I've utilized her also as somebody to help me out with in my life as I've had, you know, situations that arise that I'm not necessarily looking to get different answers. I'm just looking to get maybe some, how do I say, backup of the answers that maybe I already
Clarity.
Have. Clarity. Yeah. And you've helped me in business. And so that's the first topic of what I want to discuss about because I, you know, and you know this, and I'm not like speaking out of context. Like I think when a lot of times when people think of mediums or, you know, psychics or they think of, you know, Clea still and Clea,
yes.
whatever the hell the name
I
was.
Need a turban and a crystal ball.
Yeah. And that you're all insane and this is anti whatever. And it's like, but there's really been a turn and a shift in energy, and even with like you know a new society coming up, and you have become almost like a coach to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the stuff that we had talked about, which I get recordings of, and I actually go back and listen, and I look at where and what we were talking about in those years, and I look fast forward, and everything you talked about went true. I mean,
wow.
no BS. Yeah. Like, no, this is going to happen, even though I didn't want it to happen, you know, and it had to do with some legalities and stuff that, you know, were just business stuff that came to fruition, but they were going to happen, but I was going to be okay. And here's what was going to, and all that stuff happened. And what was cool about it was it gave me the confidence within my soul and inside my inside that I didn't need to overly stress about something because it was going to be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And once it happened and went through, I was like, cool. I'm like, this is great. This is a great tool. So
right.
Talk about that because you talk to a lot of people. And I know a lot of people, it's like, you know, speaking to, you know, dead relatives and, you know, all sorts of, and people want to, you know, reconnect with people that aren't here anymore because they don't know and they're not sharing this and that. But talk about it from a business aspect because I know you probably talk to a lot of business people. And what are some of the things that they're looking for or that you're able to, you know, kind of dig into for them?
Yeah.
Help them?
So I love that. When I do that with my clients, I'm really connecting connecting with their angels and life guides. I mean, sometimes a loved one will come in and give information too, but I'm reading the energy of the trajectory of their business or what is most likely to happen. And so very often I'll get to see like, okay, oh, here comes a legal situation, your situation, but you're going to get through it. It's going to be a pain in the butt, but you've got this, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of times it'll come in where I'll say, I actually just had one that I read for, and this was about a year ago. And I said to her, you're going to bring something new in business that nobody's done yet. This is the timeline. All of a sudden, she brings in something new, and she sends me a text. She's like, you are not going to believe this. This is exactly what you said, and here's when it happens. So it's really also about connecting with the person's soul, because our souls have plans. None of us are here accidentally or randomly. So there's a trajectory that our soul wants when we come into this earth. Life.
And do you think that you open up the door for that soul to inside of their humanness to let go and be able to execute on those plans?
I think that's part of it. And I think part of it is also reminding everyone that they're whole. So the challenges we have in this life, I believe on a soul level, we created them because we said, you know, I'm going to get here. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure out love or business or whatever this is. And so to think that we're not equipped for our challenges would be a very false thing to believe, because our souls are whole. Our soul is powerful. And we have challenges in life. That's here being on earth. That's the contrast. But we can get through them.
Yeah, for sure. That's cool. And when you look at somebody's necessity to talk to you about business or where they're going career-wise or how much money they're going to make or this and that, I mean, how much of a balance is there in being able to talk about? Is that really the relative issue, or are there other issues within them personally that they need to find in order for the rest of the stuff to happen?
Yeah, I think we all have our own issues. So especially as, let's say, entrepreneurs, our businesses run off of our energy. So when our energy is scattered, when our energy is slow, when we are feeling unconnected, it will probably play out in our business. And then we need to go back and we need to say, okay, what is this issue, or what's stalling me? What is it that I need to empower myself to overcome, maybe on a personal level? And then the floodgates open for business, because entrepreneur's energy is the business's energy.
That's really well said. That's very cool. Yeah, you're right. It is the energy. And for people that, like myself, this, so this is a consultation for me right now, and many others that I know listen to this. For people that have been around for a while, have a skill, do have something to offer, but seem to be a little bit hesitant to ask for, say, financial, what do you see, money? Mm-hmm. What do you see money has? Do you see it has energy?
No, that's all money is. Okay. It's just energy. So a lot of people, when we have our beliefs about money, let's just start right there.
Yeah.
Your belief about money, it's most likely not yours. It's one you either adopted from your mom or dad. So for people who grow up with moms that are worrying about money or scarcity, or dads that feel that way, and that's the way that you come out, this is the belief system that you are living in. But the truth is, money is energy, and there's an unlimited supply. Most of our money's not even tangible now. It digitally goes into your bank account and then digitally goes to pay the credit card bill, and on and on and on. So it's a vibrational frequency. The true energy of money is benevolence and love, and there's more than enough for everyone. But do you believe you deserve it? Do you believe it's scarce? Do you believe there's an abundance? All of these thoughts will affect what your bank account looks like.
Yeah. And is there a reason why people want to do things for free? Is it because they devalue money or don't think that they are worth it?
Yeah. I mean, so here's the thing. I'm sure you do pro bono work. I do pro bono work. Like, part of that is just about giving back. Part of that's just about being a human. But if you're never putting a value on the information or the goods or whatever that you're sharing, you are devaluing yourself.
Yeah, very well said. Okay. Let's talk about like people in business and relationships in business and how those sorts of energies can affect, say, an entrepreneur, an owner of a business, or somebody that is not, resonating with the overall picture. How do you help somebody get through that sort of a situation or tell them?
Yeah, so we kind of got to usually go back to childhood on that. So at what part of your life did you feel disconnected from the whole or disconnected from the family or disconnected like you were on your own, right? Most businesses need a team, some type of team, or at least they start adding them as they grow, right? Yeah. So then when you really are able to step into the fact that, like, I'm worthy of having a successful business, I know how to manage people, I know how to get along with my clients, you're really able to step into your best self and share that energy with yourself, your employees, your clients, and on and on. Think of the ripple effect that that has.
Do your guides find you people that you need to be with in order to run your business or be a mate or any of that sort of stuff?
You know, actually, yeah, actually, when you say that. So a lot of times I just work with the universe in the sense where I'll say, hey, I need help. I need this. Yeah. Send me someone. And yeah, as long as I put it out there, it shows up. So when I talk about manifesting, this is how I manifest. I think of it as planting a seed, and then I let it go. So I go into this little dreamy energy, and I say, okay, universe, I need somebody to help me with PR. Put it out there, and then Michelle goes on with her day. And then in a week or two, guess what? Michelle runs into the right person at the right time who's like, hey, by the way, I'd love to offer you a few hours of my service for free. Well, thank you.
Is that how – that's really cool. Is that how – when a lot of us will have thoughts about somebody or something, and then all of a sudden, say, a day later or later that day, it pops up. Like, they either call or they see something about it. And literally, they didn't talk out loud about it. It wasn't, like, through their phone. It was just a thought.
Yeah. I would call that a psychic connection because we are all interconnected. Yeah. So think of this web of life. Our souls are always connected to that web, whether our humanness is realizing it or not. So when you're thinking of someone or they pop into your mind, it's almost like a ping type energy where your souls are saying, oh, yep, I remember we're connected. I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. And that just happened to me recently, too, which tripped me out. It still does, even though I understand and, you know, I'm very spiritual and that sort of thing.
Right.
So
look at how you still whisper spiritual. I know, spiritual. We don't want anyone to know.
You like that? That's sound effects.
That was fancy.
So, again, people, she was on podcast 77. Her background story is all on there. I really, like, I would love for you to watch that. You can see it on YouTube and this and that. But in the meantime, since that, we're on episode 120, so probably a good year since I saw you here, maybe longer. What have you been doing, and what has, like, the success looked like? And I know you were on George Nori, right?
Yes.
Which is huge.
Huge.
Yeah, so what other things you've been doing?
Yeah, so I should be coming out on Gaia TV this week or next week.
No.
With
kidding.
George Nori on the Beyond Belief.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
So that was exciting. I got to film that in November. I've been on Coast to Coast Radio. I've finished my book. I've got two literary agents interested in it.
Really?
Doing readings and podcasts and events. Yeah.
What's the book about?
So the book is really about my memoir, my life story. Cool. It's about my near-death experiences. There's some lessons that I learned in heaven in there that are really, I think, important. What I found with the near-death experiences, people are hungry for those because they want to know, what's it like on the other side? Do I have to be afraid? And here's the amazing thing that we're finding out. It doesn't matter how you die. Doesn't matter your age. Doesn't matter your gender or your race or your religion. When people transition to that heavenly realm and NDEs, they are coming back reporting the same thing. Love, unconditional love, timelessness, family, friends.
Mm. God, it like chokes me up.
Yeah. It's huge.
It's wild. Yeah, that's really cool. Because I just like all of that sort of stuff really resonates with me. And it's weird as I get older, and I think most people as they get older, they're more busy but less busy. And I think they're more busy thinking about the eventuality that, you know, they're not necessarily going to be here.
Right.
Yeah, which is kind of trippy. But in the same breath, if you can really find a guide and really study and understand and just, you know, whether it's giving yourself to God or, you know, spirit or whatever it is, you just find your mechanism or your pathway. I think it's a little bit healthier.
Well, I would say this. We are all always connected to our loved ones in spirit. It's eternal. The relationship, the connection, that goes on. So what really happens is our loved ones leave their bodies but the connection doesn't end.
Yeah.
And so even though they're in this heavenly realm, it's a little bit like still being connected to you every day. They're connected to your energy. They know when you're having a hard time. They know when you're having a great day.
Yeah.
And that will continue forever. So we leave our physical form, but we do not leave our loved ones.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Let's talk about some things about you personally, because I want people to understand, like, you as a physical human. You do look like an angel, first of all, which is a trip.
Thank you. It's so hard to be human. Let me just throw that out there for everyone. You know this.
So just normalize really who you are. I mean, you get up in the morning, right? And you eat breakfast maybe and
I do. Exercise, I drink my tea.
Walk. You do all the human sort of stuff. So it's not like you're this weirdo that is all, you know, downloading stuff all the time. And,
no.
You know, it's not like, you know, the spirits are always talking to you or this and that, right? You have to have some sort of intention to go into that state.
Correct. Yeah. So, I mean, really, I have 3 kids that live at home. I have 3 dogs. I have a house. I have a pool. My air conditioning goes out. You know, I mean, it's life, right?
Yeah.
For me, when I'm really set up to go into a reading or I have a client coming over, that's when I open my channel. And that's when I'm like, okay, I invite in their angels, their loved ones, their life guides, the information that we need to know for their highest good. But that's one of the biggest things people think. They think I walk around reading everyone. Like I'm at the grocery store seeing everyone's grandma and grandpa and their angels. That's not how it works, because I wouldn't be able to function as a human.
You'd be exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
Does it take a lot out of you physically after reading for somebody?
Actually, if anything, my energy goes up because I'm channeling that universal, clear, clean, beautiful energy.
Yeah.
And so I might go into a reading feeling a little like sluggish, and by the time it's over, feeling good.
Is there like a mantra or a breath thing, or do you just kind of, you just sit there and it just kind of comes to you? That's like the gift.
So for years I used a mantra, and sometimes I still do. And my mantra would be this. It is that all information that comes through is in light and love and for this person's highest good.
Mm.
And when I use that, then it's like, click, I'm on.
That's your next t-shirt.
There it is.
That's perfect.
I mean, let's not make it challenging.
No, exactly. Yeah. That's really cool. So we had talked about this before, or before we got on air. So I do think it is kind of interesting. I think it'll definitely humanize you to people listening and understanding. But how do you, as a medium that helps other people through death, deal with deaths in your life? And I know we were just talking, you had somebody that you were dating that committed suicide. And
yeah.
It's probably not any easier for you just because you can communicate.
Absolutely not. I'm so grateful you brought that up, because it's not easier. And this is one of the things I tell people. With all of my spiritual knowledge, with my mediumship abilities and on, I have no way to bypass this human grief.
Yeah.
And so just like anyone else, there will be moments where it takes me to my knees, where I can't catch my next breath. The difference for me would be this. I actually found out he had transitioned himself because I knew he had had depression, and so I thought he had had one of these spells where he would turn off his phone, turn off his computer, and just kind of sleep it off for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And I was in my house in my bathroom getting ready for bed, and I felt him come in standing behind me.
Oh, geez.
And he said to me, because he always used to tell me I was so beautiful, he said, "You sure are beautiful." And when I felt that, I started crying. I started shaking. I knew this was mediumship, which is the last thing I wanted it to be. And I had a really hard time standing, so I made it to my bed, and I laid down, and I felt him lay behind me and put his arm over me, and he said, "I wanted to be the one to tell you." And that was how I found out that he had transitioned by suicide.
And how far after that did you find out in the human state?
So it took a few hours. I texted his sister, and I heard back from her, and she said,
"Yeah,
she confirmed it."
Yeah, so, I mean, this isn't any easier on you as it would be with, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, no, I mean, the grief is the grief. And suicide adds a different level.
Yeah.
It does. It does. Because even as me, human Michelle, I'm like, he chose to go.
Yeah.
Right? But this is what, there are so many things that I've learned through this. Like, it really caused me to dive into our soul plan. You know, because I believe we each have blueprints for our soul before we come to planet Earth. No one's accidentally here.
Right.
We're not forced to be here. We chose to come here. And because of that, I said, okay, so what does that look like? And what did that look like? And I've really come to the belief and the knowing that he battled suicide for decades. And let me just tell you, when we went through his place, he had every self-help book you can imagine. He had tried every therapy. He had been on antidepressants. He felt worse on them. He fought so hard.
Yeah, yeah. So he's obvious. Well, not obviously. What do I know? My assumption would be he's in a place now of calm and love and peace. And,
absolutely.
And he has other things, I would assume, on the other side he needs to figure out or come back or however all that works.
Yeah. I mean, he's still learning and growing. He was absolutely wrapped up in that love and light. You don't get kicked out because that's how you get there, you know? Yeah. But I like to say it's a little bit like going to high school graduation after you dropped out. You can still go watch your friends graduate. You still get to go to the after party, but you didn't necessarily get the diploma. Wow. So for him, before he came into this lifetime, he had made soul contracts, or I don't even like the word contracts because I do not think we're sitting in spirit signing things, right?
Yeah.
But agreements that he would be there to support me, my children, his children. He had agreements. And now that he's in that heavenly realm, he's still trying to get those agreements fulfilled, whether it's by tapping a human on the shoulder and kind of trying to nudge them to fulfill those things.
Yeah.
Some of them will not be fulfilled in this lifetime, but the most important thing to know is that he was surrounded by the light and in this place of unconditional love.
Yeah. Well, I'm very sorry for your loss, and I appreciate you talking about that.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get into some more fun stuff.
Okay.
Let's talk about animals.
I love animals.
Yeah. You have three dogs. I have two dogs, Jersey and Leia.
Yeah.
Or you have three dogs?
I have three.
Yeah. What are animals' purpose in life besides just to love the shit out of us?
Well, they do that well, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so number one, animals have souls. So let's just start with that.
Okay.
Our animals are not forced to be here. That dog is not accidentally your dog. So at some point in time, this beautiful soul said, hey, David, when you get to this age, I'm going to come into your life and you're going to walk by and I'll be the cutest little furball you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then we're going to connect and I'm going to learn from you as the man that you are and the owner that you are. And I'm going to show you unconditional love. And I'm going to show you not to take life so seriously. And I'm going to show you that even growing old might have its challenges, but I'm going to do it with grace.
Wow, I love that. Are animals ever humans?
They can be.
Can they?
Yeah, so I do believe in reincarnation, and let's talk about that for a minute. Yeah. None of us are forced to be here. We do not, like if you had a bad life and you were a jerk, you don't come back as a cockroach. It's not going to work that way. We're all allowed to be here out of love. So what happens is, think of our soul as going to this heavenly realm. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's imagine your favorite vacation spot. After 200 years there, you might say, is there a new restaurant? Can we find a different beach?
Right?
Like,
okay.
Even though it's perfect and amazing, you're going to want more and you're going to be ready to learn. So at that point in time, you are allowed to come back in. You can pick a human life. Maybe you had a tough human life last time. Maybe you want to go be a dolphin in the ocean for 50 years.
Interesting.
You're allowed to do that.
Wow. This is cool. I don't know what I want to be next. Maybe a shark.
Right?
How do animals in our humanness right now, well, let me ask, how do animals in the spirit way, like the dogs or animals that people have lost, how do they communicate with us while we're still here?
Yeah. So there, a lot of times it'll be feelings. Like people will say, I just thought I felt my cat rub up against my leg. So there will be some physical feelings or emotional feelings. Sometimes they will give us visuals. Like you're just going through your day and all of a sudden your beautiful animal pops in your head. They just dropped a picture of themselves in your mind. Some people even hear their nails clicking on the wood or the tile after they've passed.
Well, I will say, Kim and I will go do sound baths, and in my first sound bath ever, which was very intense, Shotzi, who was my first Australian Shepherd, my first dog ever as a kid, was right there on the beach with me in the sound bath, and I woke up just tears shedding down my eyes or whatever, because it was just like I was there with her.
So how did you see her? Did you feel her?
I saw her.
You saw her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Okay. Next topic, dimensions. Are there things from other dimensions walking around us?
Yes, of course there are. Heaven's a different dimension, but it's also right here, right now. So are there ghosts? Yes, there are ghosts, yeah. Which would be humans that were caught in between the afterlife and this life, I would say. And so they're in a different dimension. They're kind of moving through our earthly realm, right? But they're not exactly earthbound like you and I are right now.
Yeah.
Are there aliens? Are there interdimensional beings? Are there angels? Are there life guides? Yes, yes, yes. There are millions of dimensions.
And are people actually seeing these things, but they can't get it on camera? Or is it figment of people's imagination? Or is it just interdimensional? It's just there.
It's both. It's all of it. So we do have more things coming in on video now than we've ever seen before. Orbs or apparitions or, right? Because of our technology, we're actually catching more of this. But a lot of times, just because I see something doesn't mean I have time to grab my phone and video it, or that it will be there when I'm done, right? So it's all of the above. They are, the veil, as we would call it, is really thinning out with Earth right now. And that's really because of the human consciousness, and people are waking up and wanting more.
Mm, that makes, because they're asking for it. They're opening up their senses to be able to feel it.
Right.
And I have to assume, like, when you had hit your head and gone through all that, you didn't come back and ask to be a medium, right?
It was in my near-death experience, when I said I would come back to raise my kids, they said, okay, but now you've got to go back and do your mediumship. So I didn't ask for it, but it was part of the deal for me coming back.
Yeah. You're like, well, I'm coming back to raise my kids, so yeah, let's do it. Interesting. Okay, very cool. What about mermaids? Same thing?
I would think they exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen one, but they've got, I mean, whether it's in the depths of our oceans or in different dimensions, it's an energy. People think about vibration and frequency.
Like dinosaurs and sharks.
Let's talk about Bigfoot. You know why Bigfoot, nobody has ever caught Bigfoot?
Why?
Because he's interdimensional.
Because he can just go into another.
He comes in and he goes out. That's why.
I love Bigfoot. I know. I'm such a Bigfoot advocate.
But that's why there are no Bigfoot bodies or carcasses laying around, because he's interdimensional. He will come in, let himself be seen, and then he goes back to a different dimension.
So he's not like really a physical corpse. He's more of like an energy.
I believe he's solid in his form and in his dimension, but he's able to move through. Kind of like, I'm going back to Star Trek, you know, when they would like have the guy standing there talking, but he was like in a tunnel of light or whatever that was.
Right.
That's the visual I'm getting with Bigfoot.
Okay, but if Bigfoot were walking through the woods and he tripped on a rock and hit his head and, like, died right there, we haven't found any of Bigfoot's bones.
Because, listen, it takes a consciousness to, I would say, transfer his energy into this thing. So if he went unconscious, he would automatically zap back into his dimension.
And that's what Yoda does.
Okay.
Yes. Have you seen Star Wars?
Yeah, like when I was 3 or 5.
Oh my God, you will love Star Wars. So Luke Skywalker is able to basically, he has his like cloak on or whatever, and he can basically like, he disappears and goes off to the next dimension or whatever, and all that's left is his cloth.
Right, and that's how Bigfoot would be then. Because if Bigfoot trips and hits his head and he's unconscious, his consciousness projecting him to this dimension would shut down and he'd go to his dimension.
Folks, you heard it here first. Bigfoot is a Jedi.
I knew it. Well, he kind of looks like Chewbacca, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
There you go.
I think so. Am I living my child and adult life at the same time?
And then some.
And then some.
Yeah, because so what we're looking at right now is that there is no time on Earth. We have time because it's convenient, because you said meet me here at 2:00 today.
Right.
You know, I mean, we need that here. But
and Diddy has a baby and he's got to get home.
That's right. The baby's going to want to eat and take a nap, right? So with that being said, though, think of time. It's like stacked. It's all happening now. It's like your paper right there. It's all sheet after sheet stacked. So the version of you that is 3-year-old David, which was probably pretty cute. I need to see a picture of him. Anyway,
yeah, I get it.
He's alive right now, living his 3-year-old life, just like this version of you is, just like the next version of you is.
And I do feel him. Like when I close my eyes and I feel like the different age of David and what that is, I do feel that. And the other thing, too, that I was just talking about with somebody else is that when I listen to music that reverts me back to, you know, a certain childhood, if I listen to a certain Van Halen record or Rat that puts me back into, you know, when I was a kid going through these emotions, I feel like I'm back in their present time doing it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because there is no time, which would also be when we talk about past lives, they're all happening right now. They're not actually past. It's just different versions of yourself.
Are you familiar with Enneagrams?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured you would be. So I'm reading
Susan Drum.
Yeah.
You know Susan Drum. Yeah, She's a mutual friend. Yes.
Yeah, I got to have her on the podcast. She used to work out with me at the gym. That's funny. So Enneagrams, what I am learning is, like, I'm a seven, go figure. And, man, they are spot on. Like, because I don't think there's that many different variations of humans.
Right.
You know? Unless they're alien. But there's probably aliens walking around us, right?
Of course.
I think you're an alien. I told Kim the other day, I go, Michelle's got to be an alien.
I'm an alien.
Funny. Okay, if you could answer this in the best way possible, like, what is our purpose here on Earth? Is it just to learn?
Yeah, but it's to serve our own soul first. So a lot of times we get really confused about that, especially if you're brought up in a religion. You think, oh, my God, I'm here. I've got to serve everyone in the world. Your soul doesn't come here saying, I'm going to serve everyone in the world. It says, I'm going to serve my purpose and my desires first. And by doing that, that's how I help others. So for me, being a medium, serving my soul's desire is how I help others. It's secondary to following my soul's calling.
Put your mask on first so that you can help others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just said that in another podcast. It's so true, and it's so true in business, too. You
know? Oh, yeah.
If you're not taking care of your physical self, you know, by working out, eating right, doing the things that make your soul and your mind and everything work at 100%, you can't service anybody else.
Right.
You're useless.
You have to be in alignment.
Yeah, that's cool. Here's a curiosity question. Do our kids who are younger, so, like, they say that, like, kids can see and do other things because they don't have these preconceived notions of things. They haven't been polluted, you know, blah, blah, blah. Are they able to speak to, say, their maybe already deceased grandparents?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they don't know they can't.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the same with our animals. That's why your animals will look at the ceiling and you're like, I think he sees dad or I think he sees whoever, right?
Yeah.
Because nobody's told your dog, you don't see grandma right there, you know?
Okay.
And so, yeah, that ability for children, and they've come back. They haven't been kind of, they haven't forgotten who they are as much as we have as adults. So as we buy into society and people telling us you can do this, you can't do this, and all of those stories.
Yeah, and then you get TikTok and Instagram, you're screwed. okay. Why do we make life such a big thing on Earth as opposed to other planets and other realities?
Why do we make it such a big thing?
Yeah.
Like, why is it so hard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is a huge place for the contrast. So souls that choose to come to planet Earth are not newbie souls. They're going to have some souls that have wisdom, growth, have probably been here before. And we come to planet Earth literally for the contrast. You want to see things that look horrible? Turn on the news. You want to see, I mean, you're going to find what you're looking for, right? We have wars. We have all sorts of stuff going on right now. And so our soul comes here because we know we're going to learn a lot in 100 years.
Ooh, I like that. That's really good. Can we be here without being born?
Yes, there are some souls that are on this planet that have not been in a physical body, if that's what you're asking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're allowed to be here, too. They might be just checking it out to see if this is where they want to come for their next life, or they might be like, oh, that place looks harsh. I'll just stay invisible and kind of hover around.
I'm going to Pluto.
Yeah.
I'm going to Uranus.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, so funny. Okay, and then I guess the other curiosity is, how do we choose our bodies, or how do we jump into our bodies from soul world? Is it something that's planned, or is it just kind of given to us? Or
yeah, so it's planned. So when you are creating your life plan, is you say, well, I'm going in as a soul. Let's see how David's going to do life. These are some of the missions for him to accomplish. These are some of the lessons for him to learn. Then we also pick our family, and we know that our family is going to have some DNA attached to it. So maybe we have family that has a higher risk of getting ALS or breast cancer or something like that. So we come in knowing that we are choosing a body that has a higher risk for this or that. We also know we have body, mind, spirit connection. So we can eat healthy, we can exercise, we can do things like that to alleviate part of the mind. And our soul has this ability to override things also that aren't for our highest good. So if you've taken care of yourself, if you've noticed the energy, a lot of times disease in our body is the last response to what we've been choosing to ignore mentally and spiritually.
Wow. Okay. Very cool. You hear that, Diddy? Yeah, he did like it. Okay, so last thing I do want to ask, and this is a very important question. Why do I want to be shredded all the time? What is Soul's hang up on D'Lo wanting to be 9% body fat all the time?
Well, to me, it actually the energy around that is you're wanting to cut excess out.
Yeah. Ah. Ooh. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So where else in your life you probably do that at home? You're probably not a hoarder. You probably are always like, I want clean lines. I want straight. Yeah.
I'm getting better. We just did it. So it's so funny you say that because we just.
It's like I'm psychic.
I know it's crazy. I got a medium being a medium.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. So Kim and I just did like a remodel in my home office, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like going through stuff. So I still have stuff that's emotional to me, mm-hmm. but I know my reason for hanging on to it is to research it, look at it, write about it so that I have it to be able to share before I move on. Cause I think that I know that's my destiny here is mm-hmm. to coach and help others based on my experiences and things that have happened here in the humanist portion. And I feel I also download a lot of stuff now and it's coming more and more just yes. like prominent. Like I'm able to just kind of like, whoa, okay, cool. It came from there. So like, I've been throwing out old stuff where I was like holding on to old stuff forever and I'm just getting cleaner and cleaner. And you're mm-hmm. right. I think when I shredded like the 20 pounds, I was kind of like shredding some of the excess at home too. Yeah. It sounds so ridiculous, but it makes sense.
But it's the energy around it.
Yeah.
So basically your soul has stepped into this energy of let's get rid of the excess, yeah. right? But then you have to decide what is the happy balance with that? Because some of that excess might be getting rid of some things or just cleaning things up, but not necessarily like I have to be 4% body fat or whatever you're thinking.
Yeah. No, I do need to have that pizza every 2 weeks.
Well, you do.
And the pie.
You have to have the human experience because you're playing human right now.
I know. And Diddy and I are going to, you know, we're going to brunch this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm going to eat healthy.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for Michelle while we're here?
Do you believe in like Jesus and what he came to do on earth?
Yeah, well, I love that question. So actually in my second near-death experience, Jesus came in. And yes, I've always believed in Jesus. I have a great relationship. I work with him in my readings and all sorts of stuff like that. I believe that Jesus came in, not necessarily in a Catholic or a Baptist type way or Christian or whatever this is going to be. I believe Jesus came in to show us that we all have the power and we are all connected to Source. And so I do believe there's a huge message with Jesus. I think of Jesus as a master soul. But I don't necessarily believe that his goal was to create religion.
Agreed.
Okay, well, that's pretty. See, she's tight with Jesus, dude. You just got, bam! added value being my social media manager. Diddy's the best. All right, I got some rapid fire questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Hummingbirds or butterflies?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Hummingbirds.
Yeah. My son got a hummingbird tattoo on his leg.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. High vibration.
And every time I see a hummingbird, it's my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Crystals or flowers?
Flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But gosh, you're giving me tough ones. It's just not fair.
It gets easier. Enchilada or sub sandwich?
Enchilada.
Yeah. Beach or forest?
Beach.
Push-ups or sit-ups?
Sit-ups.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset.
Yeah. Jupiter or Saturn?
Jupiter.
Laverne and Shirley or Family Ties?
Laverne and Shirley.
Def Leppard or Motley Crue?
Def Leppard.
We'll leave on that. Thank you. So I'm going to put in show notes like all of your stuff that you're doing. So awesome. I love having you. You're just going to be my regular guest.
I love that.
So we'll put in show notes. You got your books, right?
Yeah. My book should be hopefully coming out within the year. I've got a couple agents interested in it. They're going to be pitching it to publishing houses.
That's great. And then let's, your website is?
MichelleClaire.net, C-L-A-R-E.
Okay. And all your services for hire are all on the website or whatever. And you were just telling me you're booked out like a few months, right?
Yeah. So this is April 11th. Yeah. And right now I'm booking into July for individual readings.
It's not a bad problem to have.
Right? It's not. I'm loving it.
Thank you so much for bringing your energy and taking the time to come hang out with me, making me cry, being vulnerable, and talking about aliens, which I absolutely love. So, yeah, this has been awesome.
Thank you for having me. I love our time together.
Yeah, I love you to death. Or to life.
I love you. Yeah, I love you back to life. How about that?
Thank you, everybody, for listening to On the D-Lo. Please subscribe. Leave it a 5-star. Don't be lazy. Appreciate you. Love you. And until next time, peace out.